Did you hear Jack on that bass part of I'm so the Lord, I Jack. I tell you, with Jesse singing, you notice why we do that after the offering. It is such a privilege to walk into God's house. This morning about 10:30, those doors opened and Dave and Laura came in, and I tell you, they brought the two dancers with them. They brought the two dancers with them back there. You don't know how it just thrills your heart. And we've been praying for little Dell. We've been praying, you know, I think had a little bit of issues in temperature wise going on. And just to see him come in and looking so beautiful and just, boy, I tell you, just the older I get. Excuse me. The older I get. I kind of stop using that phrase now. The older I get, I understand more about how loving God is such a simple thing. It is such a childlike emotion to think about someone that would send their only begotten son to die for you. If that doesn't thrill your heart, if that doesn't bring warmth to your heart, and I know it does today in each and every one of you, and you see the innocence and you see the joy. And I believe that each and every one of us should be exhibiting that joy every day. We live in a world of unrest. We live in, just every day it seems like another terrorist attack, another senseless action. I want peace in my life. That peace that I want, it's not trying to eliminate distress, but I want harmony. I believe that peace is an action. And when I come into God's house and I hear and see people that are freely worshiping God through laughter, through joy, through tears, when I go out there and stand in front of you and take up those prayer requests and hand after hand after hand after hand go up, people are willing to share things that are going on in their lives, believing fully that God hears and answers. It simply thrills my heart and brings peace and joy to my soul. Jesus began in the 14th chapter of the book of St. John, and I'm going to just read a couple of verses. I'm starting in the 23rd. Jesus answered and said unto him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And he will come to him and make our home with him." The 24th verse reads, "He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." Now, I'm going to read a couple more scriptures, but right there I'm going to let you know that first of all, Jesus talks here about words that he is sharing from God the Father. God the Father. And it is so simple. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Amen. That's why I'm here. I don't know what the rest of y'all are here for. That's why I'm here. See that little wave over there. Then, Jesus, knowing that his time was going to be short, he was preparing those for what would happen afterwards when the Comforter would come. The 25th verse reads, "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you," preparing for the future. "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." The 27th verse, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives you do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Open our minds and hearts so we can receive that special truth for each and every one of us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen, amen. What a thrill to look to God's word for peace. I had a conversation just this week. My mother's she was in the process of purchasing a headstone. She says, you know, it's been time enough now. She said, I want to get this headstone. She said, and I want to get your opinion on it. She said, I want you children to look at it. And hopefully you agree with it because I ain't changing it. A lot of people like that, you know. They'll ask for your opinion and pretty much build a house of all the bricks have been thrown at you, right? You know. And I said, well, Mom, I says, my only suggestion after looking at it, I said, I'm glad you did not do like one lady did. She put on the headstone, she said, and little prince, rest in peace. And right under it, she said, until we meet again. Now, these are good, they are good sayings. You know, rest in peace is a wonderful saying. Until we meet again is a wonderful saying, but sometimes you don't want to put those sayings together. It kind of takes on a different meaning. And people are always trying to figure out this meaning of peace. They're always trying to run off from something. They're always trying to go find a place that they can hide, you know, and I don't want to deal with traffic in this area. I don't want to deal with the hustling bus. I don't want to. And I'm here to tell you that the peace that God talks about, the peace that is spoken here, this thing, shalom, it is an action. It is lining up the things in your life with the things that God wants you to do and where He wants you to be. It is an action that will bring peace and harmony to your life. If this isn't a perfect timing. That is peace and harmony. I don't think it's always quiet around that house. Saw Brother Mike one time come back and look a little frazzled, look a little dazed. Said he'd been babysitting a 2-year-old. Oh my goodness. But you could see the smile on his face, and I knew it was in his heart because there was a lot of action, a lot of things to do. But trust me, peace and harmony in your life. How do you get that? You get it exactly what the word says here. Because of that Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Will bring to your remembrance all things. I'm here to tell you that there is a power through God's Holy Spirit that will let you overcome things that you don't have a clue on how you're going to get through it. We'll let you come on back from a doctor's appointment and say, praise God, praise God, praise God for what He is doing in my body. Families that are torn, families that haven't spoken, God can just take through His Holy Spirit and make a way supernaturally when you thought there was no way. In the book of 1 Corinthians, in the second chapter, the Apostle Paul, he wrote, Far from relying on any power of my own, I came among you in great fear and trembling. And in my speeches, in the sermons that I gave, there were none of the arguments that belong to philosophy. Only a demonstration of the power of the Spirit. We know truth. We know that the God who created the universe, the most exciting thing to me is He still lives within me. And through His Holy Spirit, are we able to find this peace that we look for. Gentleman takes his wife through the mall and she very playfully threw a little coin in the fountain. He kind of wistfully took a coin out and threw it in the fountain also. And she's turned to him and said, "Well, honey, what did you wish for?" He said, I simply wish that I could afford what you wish for." This thing that I'm talking about is not wishful thinking. This thing that I am talking about is set forth in God's Word. If you want something to stand on, go to the book. Go to the book. Start to take God's Word and place it in your heart, and most of all, in your life. I don't care what age you are. You could be nearing 60. I'm talking to you, brother. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how much is in your checking account, or when you open your wallet, you see little dust and butterflies start flying away. God will use you through His Holy Spirit to have His will accomplished on the face of this earth. Not about me, not about you. It is about God. And I'm here to tell you what a thrill it is to have a life that's lived abundantly and more abundantly through His Holy Spirit. People send me, and I love the little things and the little reminders. And there was a great pianist. His name is Arthur Rubinstein. And he was known for being such a wonderful performer in concert. But also, he also refused to sign autographs after the concert because he said his hands were tired. But he signed one day because a little 12-year-old girl who'd been waiting outside his dressing room with a little autograph pad. And she said, "Sir, I know that your fingers are tired." She says, "But mine are too, from clapping." Sometimes you got to just give God a little applause for what He is doing in your life. I know we get busy and I know things going on and I'm the worst one for it. And I say, "Oh my goodness," and I feel bad. And I say, "God, forgive me for allowing things to fall through, things I should have done and I just didn't." Sometimes you just got to take time and give God a little applause for what He has done and what He is doing. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I trust that you'll just take God's Holy Spirit that we felt in His house today. The joy. Hearing the guys sing over there. Jack, you've been an inspiration for your many years of service. Thank you for coming and visiting with us today. And you know, we serve a good God. Heavenly Father, such a warm spirit in your house today. How you allow us to go from laughter and smiles to tears. And this brings us a little closer to you, God. We thank you for that. We thank you for your Holy Spirit leading us, guiding us, directing us. We thank you for each one that took part in this service today, for the musicians, for the singers. Most of all, we thank you for you being here, God. We thank you for each one of these prayer requests. Just lift them up again, God. All the wonderful praises and all the needs. We thank you for this small church on the corner, God. We thank you how we're able to come in just as we are. Just as we are. A place to give thanks unto you. So Heavenly Father, you just give us safe traveling mercies. You be with us during this week. Keep your angels of mercy around us. Let no harm come to anyone here. But God, most of all, let us share this wonderful gift that you've given each of us with a world that is in need. Let us be lights that shine for you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said amen and amen. Stand to your feet if you're able. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.